أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. صدق الله العظيم. We are still in this chapter of that we should safeguard and practice upon all the sunnahs and the adab of deen. This is also a very great practice, and to not only to fulfill all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, but to practice upon the sunnahs also. This is a great quality which Allah Ta'ala had bestowed with the ulama of Dioban, that one of their distinguishing features are they were very particular of following on the sunnah. And by that, as we read in this ayat also, a person becomes a favorite of Allah Ta'ala. Easy way to find all the solution to all our problems, to become a favorite of Allah, to make our akhirat also, is to practice on the sunnahs. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, announce and say to the people, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you love Allah, or you want the love of Allah Ta'ala. And if you think you have got the love of Allah, check yourself whether I actually have it or not. A dawah bila dalil is of no use. A claim which cannot be supported. There is no proof for it. It's useless. Just for anyone to say I'm a lover of Allah, that is not enough. A person must have the proof of it. And if you want the love of Allah, then the way to that is fattabi'uni, follow in my footsteps, the footsteps of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in ittiba, it isn't just to practice on the sunnahs, but immaculately, properly, all the sunnahs, to understand them properly and to practice them properly. And that is a great, great share of that. It was given to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, how he understood the sunnahs and how he has made his madhab, the Hanafi madhab, that by just following the Hanafi madhab, a person follows great amount of sunnahs just in naturally his day-to-day life. And in order for that, ulama have written how to practice upon the sunnahs. It's not a thing which just comes in everyone's heart. And it isn't easy for everyone. Many of us, we just brush aside sunnahs. And we feel we can't manage the faras. At least just let's do our faras as much as we can. And we don't worry about sunnahs. So the ulama have shown us a way very easy to practice upon the sunnah, and that is to read Durood Sharif. When a person reads Durood Sharif, then he is left by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and those people then are given the tawfiq to practice upon sunnah. To practice upon sunnah is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. Whoever has the tawfiq of whatever level of sunnah he is practicing on, no matter how much shukr he makes to Allah, it is not enough. Because so Allah only gives that tawfiq to those people that He loves very much. It isn't given to everyone. We unfortunately, we think that people who are far from deen, far from sunnah, they're living a life of kufr, shirk, of the wrong things. Some soccer player, some film star, and we think that they've made it in life. Those are all the worst, horrible creatures which are of Allah Ta'ala. Those are the favorite ones who practice upon the sunnah. And that honor is not given to everyone. So in order to get that, the easy way is to read Durood Sharif. When a person reads Durood Sharif, then his name together with his father's name is taken in the court of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is, in the, right in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that so and so, the son of so and so, has sent Durood on you. Just for our names to be taken in the court of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a very, very great honor. And that is more than enough for our acceptance by Allah Ta'ala. Such people then are given the tawfiq to follow in the Mubarak sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Also, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam has taught us, and it was Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam's practice also, that if anyone gives you a gift, give him a gift better than that. And if you can't, then at least say, Jazakumullahu Khaira. So when we send Durood Sharif, these are gifts we are sending to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will give us a gift more superior. So, and what can be a greater superior to get the tawfiq of practicing on the sunnah and the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So all this will come by the barakat of reading Durood Sharif. A person reads 10 times a day Durood, 25, 50 times, 100 times, Jummah, he increases it much more, then this will be the source of him following sunnah. And when you follow sunnah, then Allah Ta'ala declares, Yuhibbukumullah. Allah will love you. And Allah's love for a person, Allah will do everything for you. Will give you barakah, will protect you, will do you, make your deen, dunya, akhirat, look after you, your family, your business, everything, your health. Allah Ta'ala will see to everything. So the easy solution for everything, start with Durood Sharif. By that we'll get tawfiq of sunnah. By that we'll get the love of Allah Ta'ala. And one great thing we will get, when we get the love of Allah Ta'ala, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will forgive you your gunas. Gunas are our worst enemies. They are the blockage of all the goodness coming to us. Many a sick person, who he's made dua, he has asked people to make dua for him. His shifa has come from Allah Ta'ala, but his gunas are blocking it. The shifa is right there by his head. And there is nothing else that is blocking it but his guna. A person has got financial problems. He's making duas, asking people to make dua. The solution has come, the money has come already right by him. Only his gunas are blocking it. Just make tawbah, istighfar, and remove it. Follow, read durood, follow the sunnah. Allah will love you, and on that Allah promises he will forgive your gunas. And once the gunas are out of the way, all the rahmat of Allah, all his the barakat, and everything just flows from Allah Ta'ala. If a person even dies on iman, but he has got gunas, his gunas are not forgiven, either Allah forgives him, or he will have to go to Jahannam to burn out that gunas. But if a person goes with iman and all his gunas are forgiven, he goes as a VVIP. He just gets wonderful treatment straight to Jannah. No obstruction, nothing. So forgiveness of gunas is a very big ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So on following the sunnah, Allah declares his love for that person and Allah declares that he will forgive that person also. So Allah give us tawfiq. Today is Jummah. We should try and increase our durood. The minimum is up to 300 times. And we make it 313, the number of the people who took part in the battle of Badr, even much, much more better. So today we should try and read as much durood sharif as possible, try to follow the sunnah, get the love of Allah, and then all our work will be done. This is the solution. But we look for the solution where they are non-existent. We look for it in money, in shops, in the business places, in the universities, in other places we are looking for this, whereas it is lying in deen. And here we don't even, our mind doesn't go. We must look for our solutions here. May Allah open our minds and our hearts and find our solution and accept them, practice them, and then see what great goodness abounds to us. And let you stop. SubhanAllah.